The Osgood File, Dave Ross, and for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. There are now complaints that the fallout from the president's temporary travel ban is affecting operations in Iraq. You won't hear it from the military, but the civilian contractors trying to get the country back on its feet say their job just got a lot harder. More after this. President Trump has insisted that his temporary travel ban is not a Muslim ban, since it doesn't include many Muslim countries. But the way it was rolled out, and the echoes from his since revised campaign promise,
for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States, until
have given it the appearance of a Muslim ban in some countries. And CBS's Charlie Daggett says that in Iraq, that complicates what had been an improving relationship between Iraqis and the American companies rebuilding that country.
Working in Iraq has always been a risky prospect, especially for U.S. citizens. But lawyer Thomas Donovan says the new immigration ban just made it more dangerous.
This ban makes it more difficult for us to live and to work and to gain the trust of the Iraqi people that we need to continue doing our jobs.
He's been working in the energy sector here for the past 10 years. He told us joining forces with the Iraqis to fight ISIS had improved relations. Until the travel ban sent that into a tailspin.
One company, he says, has already pulled out, and the Iraqi parliament has voted unanimously to retaliate. Charlie talked with Iraqi parliament member Hanan Fatlawi.
It's a bad message to Iraqis.
You have said it's insulting.
Yes, it's insulting. That's
why. And she said it plays right into the hands of ISIS.
This is a negative message to other Muslims to be extremists. If you treating someone in a bad way, you encouraging him to be bad.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.